fourth one. Sell me the show! Stand up to your debt worries with UK Debt Experts. May not be suitable for all. Fees and disadvantages may apply. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
All right, today on Sell Me the Show, we have comedian from The Fringe, Nick Sampson. Good morning, Nick.
Ah, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to Edinburgh, but the first time you've been in to see us.
Yeah.
You're from New Zealand, and your show's called Nick Sampson, Yellow Power Ranger. Now, there's a story there, isn't there, Nick, about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you would hope so.
Yeah. So you were actually, genuinely, one of the Power Rangers.
I was, yes. I was in the 14th season of Power Rangers.
Okay.
Which is obviously, you know, that's when a show starts to get really good.
Absolutely.
That's when it yes. starts to really pick up.
Yeah.
And that, but the show films in New Zealand, so it's a fun fact for
us. Oh, really? Yeah. Actually, yes, I didn't know that.
You knew that? Wow.
Yes, I did know that.
The trivia.
Yeah.
Joe loves the Rangers.
Yeah, she's a big fan.
He's the Glasgow Rangers.
Yeah. Anyway, I can see you're very nervous to meet me.
Well, it's the outfit. It's the costume.
Yeah.
And I apologise for Joe wearing the full
it looks great.
Power Rangers outfit. But that's amazing. So you were 18 at the time.
Yeah.
And how did you get the gig? Did you just apply?
I just auditioned. I was a sort of a bit of a child actor. You know, I did some, I did a Playmobil ad when I was 11. That was my thing.
Wow.
Okay. And then, I just got an audition for Power Rangers when I left school. And it just so happened that year they were looking for a nerd, a sort of like weedy Power Ranger.
Yeah.
And crazy. Then you made the move into comedy.
Yeah, I did Power Rangers and I thought, well, this is it. I'm probably the biggest movie star in the world.
Yeah.
I was living in a hotel for about 6 months. And then at the end of Power Rangers, it turned out I'd spent all the money from Power Rangers on the hotel I was living in. So pretty soon after that, I was back to square one. And then I just sort of started writing stuff and putting on my own shows. And that sort of became, it turned into comedy because that's my thing I enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how do you find audiences in Scotland and in Edinburgh compared to, you know, Australia, New Zealand, where you're from? Is it harder here? Are we a harsher audience to try and please, do you think?
No, they're lovely and beautiful. Yeah, very attractive as well.
yeah.
No, I've actually found audiences over here really nice. Like, I think New Zealanders and Australians are, you know, we're quite sort of, we don't like to give too much away. Yeah. So it can be harder, I think, to get a laugh out of a New Zealand audience because they're sort of, they're very arms folded. That's our sort of default, you know, go on, make me laugh.
Yeah.
So it's actually nice to come over here and, you know, get a couple of laughs for once.
I think a lot of sort of Edinburgh people who come to see fringe comedy shows in Edinburgh are the harder to please than maybe people that are here as tourists to come to the fringe,
to see
a comedy show. Because they come because they want to laugh, whereas somebody who's from Edinburgh is going to be the person sitting in the front with their arms crossed like this.
Right.
Go on then, make me laugh. I'll pay 11 quid for this ticket. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to do a little challenge with you now, Nick. So you're going to sell us the show. That's why you're here. I'm going to tell everybody that your show is called Nick Sampson, Yellow Power Ranger, Assembly, Roxburgh Place at 5:45 in the evening every day until the 25th of August. But you now have 30 seconds to sell us your show. However, there are three words that you must not use.
Okay.
Those are show, comedy, rangers.
Okay.
You're not allowed to use any of those words. All right, and your 30 seconds starting now, Nick.
Well, I would love you to come and see this hilarious hour of performing where I talk about the fact that I was in a TV program as a yellow sort of delivery driver. I wore a helmet and I would fight monsters. And this is set at a comic convention and it's me trying to get a reunion of the cast of this TV program. And everything goes
you've
wrong.
Done it. Yeah. 30 seconds. Well, you've managed it. Well done, fella. Well, listen, we hope you have a great time here. Did you bring the costume, by the way? Have you still got the costume?
I've got a helmet that actually a fan made for me. It's not the real one, but they like made it handmade.
Oh, wear a fan helmet.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's got a microchip, I think, so they can track it. but I don't have the spandex. Yeah, no. If you're expecting the spandex, I think for the good of everyone.
Probably best to avoid it. Yeah. Listen, good luck. Have a great run. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much, guys. Cheers. Thank you.